This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. And welcome to The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's the wake-up show. It's for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. What a night yesterday. Did you enjoy the Pirate game? Because it was definitely an interesting one. Pirates win against the Brewers 8-6. Brian Reynolds with a five-hit performance, and yet I'm still not feeling overly confident. Now, there were some bright spots in that game. There was a great showing of offense, and there was a great showing of a battle in Bucks. But still some concerns. We can talk about all of it. A lot of good, a lot of bad to take from that game. And some hope, some discouragement. It's just where everybody's playing and what their role is. The bullpen is now trying to give up games, it seems. The bullpen is really struggling now. So the offense has had a couple games that were inspiring. Ryan Reynolds raised his average 22 points by going 5-for-5. So we're still early enough in the season that, you know, there's not that big of a problem with the offense, with averages. Averages can still go up by a significant amount because it's that early in the season. So we're good. Pirates are not out of it. They've done well enough to stay in it through this point. 23-19 now is their record. So, yeah, yesterday, really, these last few games have been frustrating but interesting because, sorry, 19-23 the Pirates are, but they've been interesting games down this last stretch because Dan Zangrilli put it best. They really should be, we said yesterday, 23-18 they should be instead of 18-23. And he said that yesterday, and I heard that, and I'm like, yeah, that's so true, and that's kind of what I've been trying to say myself. He said it, you know, more condensed, more straightforward. They've had opportunities to win. They've had opportunities, like, they've set themselves up for games that they should be expected to win. Like, they play well enough. And some of these games they've let slip. So that's why it's partially inspiring that they held on to a lead, scored 8 runs, matched the Brewers' hit total, and came out with a win. And I mean, look at the scoreline here too. Just run it down. I mean, there is a hit tally, at least one hit in the column of 7 players. No, it's not going to happen every game, but like That's more like it. It's more like what we're looking at. Brian Reynolds, 5 for 5. 2 runs driven in and a home run. Suwinski hit a homer. That's nice to see. Yasmani Grandal, after homering in the series against the Cubs, he went deep. Drove in a couple in a 1 for 4 overall performance. You know, in his at-bats. So, there are inspiring signs with this team. I mean, Nick Gonzalez notched a hit. McCutchen 2 for 5 from the leadoff spot. And this is a refrain that I want to start resonating among fans. And this is something that's really important, too. We talked about in 41 games coming up to yesterday, the Pirates have used 40 different lineups. And this is going to be my argument now, because when you talk about it and when you think about it, it's kind of crazy. Get back to the fundamentals and get back to the simplicity, you know, that you can have. Like, I appreciate Shelton's and the Pirates front office's their effort in trying to calculate this stuff to where they can put out those different lineups to see what gives them the best bet. I like the way the lineup looked yesterday, and I say stick with it. Stick with it for a little bit. Little tweaks here and there maybe, but McCutchen leadoff, great. Brian Reynolds at number 2, great. Cruz third, sure. Suwinski fourth. I'm good with that top 4. That's a good lineup. And I'm not just saying that because they offensively output. Like, that lineup, that way, looks like it makes sense in my head. I'm not the manager, but, like, in my head, looks like it makes sense. So, stick with the stuff that's been working. Stick with the stuff that seems to make sense. Like, use your eyes here for a little bit, I would say, for Pirates management. Just use your eyes here for these next couple games. The Pirates have nothing to lose at this point but the games. And what's been going on in April, you know, for at least half of that month, what they were doing wasn't working. In May, you know, it bled into May here a little bit. You're still 19 and 23. And these games coming up are still important. You've still got the bulk of games against these NL Central opponents left to play. You lost a series against the Cubs, you salvaged the game. Especially the way it ended, you don't like to see that, especially because you had Jared Jones and Paul Skeens in that set there, pitching in, you know, the two of the three starters in that series. You wanted a better result, you didn't get it. Okay, time to move on, go to the next series. Taking the first game from the Brewers of 3 in Milwaukee. That's great. That's awesome. Repeat that success. You know, set yourself up to repeat. Like, what formula worked? This lineup worked. Mitch Keller deserves some praise as well. 6 innings pitched. Gave up 8 hits, which isn't great, but no earned runs. That's all that matters. Didn't give up any runs. Wasn't charged any runs. Struck out 7. Is he back? I'm not going to say that because I'm not a jinx. But it's a good performance, and he deserves credit for not giving up any runs and striking out 7 over 6 innings. Josh Fleming wanted to give up the lead. 5 earned runs charged to him. But, I mean, he was the only relief pitcher that really caused some concern there. The bullpen has given up late runs, and we don't like to see that. That's been a pattern. David Bednar locked it down, though. He pitched the 9th. We got the Pirates to win. Stick with it. Stick with the stuff that's working. 412-928-9370. If you want to join the conversation at any point this morning, you're welcome to. I'm taking calls all morning. That's 412-928-9370. And you can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. And a new feature for you as well. A new experience. YouTube stream. Go to YouTube. 93.7 The Fan has a channel. Search it. Find it. Subscribe. You also find the live stream of our broadcast. Right now you're looking at Crowley. If you're watching on YouTube, just kind of sitting there preparing. Can't see me because I'm behind the glass. But, you know, either way. Go to YouTube. And you can also chat with us on there so you can join the live chat, you know, make your comments if you have any. And I read those a little bit as well here in the morning. So if you have a comment that you want to make on YouTube, go ahead, join the live chat there. We do allow for that. But yeah, there are many things to look at and see from this first game where I'm just like, you know, just do it again. Put the same lineup out there. Just see what happens. I like the players that are in the lineup right now. Oh, except for one guy, though, I will say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All except for one guy. I'll tell you who that is after I take this call, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Lou from Bentleyville. All right, great Lou. Show as always, Adam. I mean, you always do a great show.
Well, thank you.
I'm so frustrated, though. Can I ask you a question? Why don't we make a move, DFA to Les, call up a minor leaguer that's hitting literally one of the best in the minor league at first base, which is Lamb, and my other question to you is Alika Williams for Chiwambe, and our pitching, the six, having six pitchers, why don't we extend Quinn Priester into being a long relief man with Ortiz? I'm going to hang up a list, and you have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Hey, thank you. Well, I went like personal phone mode there. Bye-bye. Thank you for the call, though. No, I'll field some of those questions if I can remember them all in this sequence because I have my opinions, and you spoiled my tease, but that's okay. Yeah, Telez should not be on the roster anymore. Like, his average and overall stats offensively are comparable to Austin Hedges this season, and Hedges this season is batting 147. You remember how poorly, I mean, he was batting 169 or something when he was on the Pirates last season. This season he's doing worse, but Telez is batting in, like, the 170s. Like, the last I saw, he was one of two players that didn't get a hit, didn't reach base at all. Triola went 0-for-4, but he drew a walk. So, at least he got on base. Telez, the only one. 0-for-5. So, yeah. Yeah, he needs to, you gotta, yeah. I'm kind of losing patience for that in a season where we expect the Pirates to make strides toward a playoff run. Telez ain't it. And I think he's demonstrated it. We're halfway through May now. He's demonstrated he isn't it. He's not hitting right now, whether it's the atmosphere, whether it's the fact that he's on a decline as you know in his career. I don't know. I think we also hold him to some account, too, for defending Bednar out of nowhere. And that's going to haunt him. And Pirates fans did boo him in that series against Chicago. I noticed that. We don't do that here is what Telez said. And, well, apparently we do. That's what the fans told him back. So, yeah, take him down. Now, Charrington did make a comment, I think, a week or two ago. he said, well, if we brought any of those guys up, or if we sent any of these guys down, they would be hitting just as well in AAA. Don't tell that to Henry Davis, though, because Davis, since being sent down, only has like 3 hits and about 20 at-bats, so that's not inspiring. But yeah, I mean, Charrington was just like, yeah, the Pirates hitters in the majors could hit well in the minors, too. We just have to figure out what we like and don't like from what we see in AAA, and if they don't like Jake Lamb, who should not be in the minor leagues, though, based on where he is in his career. He was a Major League All-Star before. He was he's a veteran corner infielder. He shouldn't be down there. Set him free, then, if you're not going to use him in the majors. And I mean that. Like, Telez is not performing well enough to be up here right now or be on the roster anymore. It's just it's a signing right now that hasn't worked out. But I'm losing patience with him being thrown into the lineup. And Crowley made a good point, and I'm not going to steal his point. But talking about, okay, maybe a late-game pinch hitter for him would make sense. When I heard that, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense, sure. You know, when you got 2 runners in scoring position, you have Gonzalez bunt over the 2 runners in the scoring position that we're on. Put somebody else in there that isn't 0-for-4. You want more insurance runs. You want to put more pressure on the pitchers and on the defense of the Brewers in that case. So, yeah, I guess that's just one point. I'll hit you there. That's what I wanted to touch on before was, yeah, Telez, not a fan of his anymore. Not even because of the comments that he made about Bednar or how he tried to defend Bednar. I think that's whatever it is. He's not performing well as a player, though. He's not giving you the production that you want out of a first baseman. Try somebody else. And Telez was not your answer at first base. He's not your cornerstone superstar first baseman. He was a guy that you tried to put in there to see what he could do. He's not doing it. And the offense has been suffering as a result because you don't have that power first base bat in there. And I think he's contributing a lot to the Pirates' struggles. It's just not working. So, yeah, I'd give Jake Lamb a chance. As for Aleca Williams, I mean, I'm kind of neutral on him. I mean, he's had his moments, but he also has had his struggles. Bring up Jiwon Bae. Yeah, I mean, bring up Jiwon Bae. I'm about that. I get it. I get why fans are clamoring for him. So, you know, he's quick. And when he's on, he makes good contact. And when he's on base, he's a terror. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not totally opposed to Bae being called up or Williams being sent down. I don't think that's a cause of a clear concern right now on the middle infield. I think the Pirates have a good middle infield going right now, but or maybe if they want to use Bae in the outfield, I don't know, and Williams can't play the outfield, and with Gonzalez up, there's no use for him. All these things make some sense, but that's not what's on the forefront of my mind right now. It's Telez playing first base. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. I'll take one more caller before I go to break. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Nicholas Terry from Ligonier.
All right. Nice to hear from you. What's up?
Hey, yeah. Like I got called in 3 weeks ago and said about Cutch, you know, he's always hits the ball late in the season. Well, here it is, man. He's finally starting to come back around. And I think the addition to Grandal and Gonzalez, boy, they hit the ball hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking good. And the other thing, I agree with you, man, they got to get Telez out of there. It kills me to watch that guy play. I mean, why isn't Connor Joe playing? He's the best hitter in the team.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to watch. I mean, geez, oh, man.
Harry, I got a question for you since you've called in so much now. What are you doing around 5:20 in the morning that has you calling us this morning?
I work midnight shift at the old Latrobe Brewery, and I'm getting ready to get off work here.
Oh, well, that's very kind. Harry, thanks for listening to us and thinking of us, and I appreciate the call. You have a good one.
All right, Nicholas. You too, buddy.
All right, yeah. Call back anytime, right? 412-928-9370. You can get a phone line as well out there, 412-928-9370. And again, you can talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. Yeah, I think the consensus is that Telez is not a popular choice anymore. And speaking of Cutch, you talked about Cutch is coming around now. 2-for-5 Cutch out of the leadoff spot yesterday. And he scored a couple times, drove in a run as well. So is he back? Keep him in the leadoff spot, I'm telling you. He's a good leadoff hitter, and he benefits the team from a leadoff perspective. He's not a cleanup hitter. He's not great at the bottom of the order. He is really good toward the top of the order, specifically that number one position. So I've held that opinion for a little while now, that he will have success out of the leadoff spot. Several other teams that have been successful teams have used him as a leadoff hitter, and he's done well before. The Pirates, I don't think they should change that, especially not the way that they're trying to construct their lineup right now. Let me give you fan weather real quick, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Get good deals on the new Trailblazer and the Equinox, the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. Go online to sunchevy.com. Today, high of 70, low of 56, overcast skies expected. 70% chance of rain tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.